While parents worked, the children were expected to obtain an education. Children attended school in the Center Complex and Arthur Mansion until the Arthurdale School buildings were completed. As with all parts of this experimental community, great care was taken with the education of the children. Nationally recognized educator Elsie Clapp was hired to establish a progressive educational program. A national advisory board, which included education pioneer John Dewey, was set up to oversee the program's development. For the first 3 years, the educational program was funded completely by the federal government and encompassed nursery school through high school. However, the program was unaccredited since the curriculum did not follow the mandated curriculum of the local county school system. Instead, Elsie Clapp oversaw the students' educational progress as the community developed. Clapp believed that community was the starting point for democracy. The school served as the tool for bringing together shared interests and talent to benefit the entire community. Instruction included not just the traditional courses, but also lessons in social graces, printing the community newsletter, developing photographs in the darkroom, landscaping rock gardens, botany, sewing, weaving, and various shop classes. Teachers engaged students in project-based learning. Math classes worked with crews who planned and built roads in the community. Interestingly, a senior high school project was to survey and plan Route 92, an active state route today. Clearly evident in Clapp's approach to education was a central focus on Appalachian culture as the basis for creating self-identity and understanding. Students learned pioneer crafts such as carding wool, churning butter, and woodworking as a way to preserve their Appalachian heritage. Clapp believed that this brought together shared interests throughout the community and created a social connection to benefit the entire project. She selected and trained the teachers in the methods of progressive education and believed they should serve as an integral part of the community. They resided in the homes and took part in evening and weekend events. One former student later wrote, "There was an activity almost every night, either a woman's club, square dance, or something in the weaving room." Ms. Clapp remained at Arthurdale until 1936. Her departure was prompted by the federal government seeking more state support for the school, which would have required Clapp to change her progressive curriculum. After her departure, the schools became part of the county school system, and the curriculum moved to an accredited program. As with all parts of the community, Mrs. Roosevelt took interest in the school and attended all high school graduations during FDR's presidency. She served as the commencement speaker in all but 1 year, when in 1938, the president gave the graduation address. Each graduating class was invited to a luncheon at the White House. The class would raise money throughout the year to be able to travel to Washington, D.C.